boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Welcome in, boys and girls. Santa here, along with Sparkle Joy, Tinsel, Gruffy, and Clyde, my trusted elves.
Hey, hey, everyone! Today is one of the most important days of the year, loading day.
We're stacking all the toys in the warehouse and loading some into Santa's sleigh.
That's right. Every toy we've made this month is being carefully loaded and organized.
And let me tell you, our storage rooms are massive. It's like fitting a million toys into one magic sleigh.
The sleigh is bigger on the inside than the outside. It's magic.
That's a good thing about that magic, but we do have a very specific system. All the dolls go into Section A, all the vehicles in B, electronics in Section C, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and I may have gotten a little lost inside the sleigh trying to load the monster trucks.
A little lost? Gruffy, we couldn't find you for over 20 minutes.
It's like a maze in there, but I found my way out, and I loaded every single vehicle toy perfectly.
Ho, ho, ho. Gruffy did excellent work. And so did everyone else.
I loaded all the games and electronics very carefully. Nothing broken.
I organized all 10,000 baby dolls all by type and made sure every accessory was with the right doll.
And I created an inventory list of everything so Santa Claus knows exactly where each toy is.
Tinsel's list is perfect. I'll be able to find any toy in seconds on Christmas Eve.
Hey, Santa, how do the reindeer feel about having to pull such a heavy sleigh?
Oh, the reindeer are strong and ready. I've been training them all month. Plus, the sleigh has Christmas magic to help.
Speaking of the reindeer, how are they doing, Gruffy?
Oh, they're pumped. I gave them extra oats today, and they're pacing around all excited. Rudolph's nose is shining brighter than ever.
I saw Comet practicing flying. He's very fast.
Is there anything left to do tomorrow, Santa?
Tomorrow is our final check day. We'll make sure everything is secure. The reindeer are harnessed properly, and Mrs. Claus will pack my travel snacks.
This is so exciting! I can barely stand it!
Yeah, all of our hard work is about to pay off.
Children all over the world are going to be so happy.
It makes all the work worth it.
You elves are the best team anyone could ask for. Mrs. Claus made special peppermint hot chocolate for everyone tonight.
Perfect!
How about reading some letters from the boys and girls? Well, so many letters came into the magic mailbox at Toji's substation. We'll do our best to get through as many as we can. Like 9-year-old Scarlet. Dear Santa, I want BFF bracelets and necklaces. I also want mini brands. Oh, the mini brand stores. Yes, yes. Scarlet, thank you so much for writing in and have a very Merry Christmas. Cooper is 9 years old and says, I am so excited for Christmas. Wow, that's great, Cooper. I'm glad you're excited. Thanks for the presents last year. Oh, thank you for thanking me. This year, I would like Switch games, a watch, a laser printer. Boy, what are you going to be printing? A sled, a trophy shelf. Well, Cooper, you're winning a lot, are you? You must be working very hard on your practices. He also wants an eagle's blanket, chess. Oh, you're a chess player, too. You are talented. Oh, and Cooper says he'd like something nice for his sister. Well, that's very nice, Cooper. That's very special that you would think of your sister for Christmas. He says, I will leave you cookies and carrots for the reindeer. Have a safe trip, he says. Oh, Cooper, thank you so much for the great letter. And you have a very Merry Christmas, Cooper. Jude is next, age 6. Hello, Jude. Dear Santa, I would like slime gun and more presents. That sounds messy, but fun. Please bring me Wonder Blocks and a bicycle and a helmet. Well, that's great that you want to have fun on your bicycle, but also you want to be safe and have a helmet. That's fantastic. We'll see what we can do. And Jude says, I have been good. No doubt about that, Jude. 6-year-old Jude, what a sweetheart. Thank you for writing in. And now let's take a look at some of these letters. Looks like it comes from Mr. Swanson's classroom. And this one's from 8-year-old McKenna. Dear Santa, it looks like we have a Rudolph fan here. Listen to this letter. I've been very good this year. This is what I want for Christmas. A new scooter. Also, a shirt with Rudolph on it. A baby Rudolph stuffed animal. A bed sheet with Rudolph and a gingerbread on it. A new play toy kitchen. A toy elf. Those elves are mischievous, though. A blanket with gingerbread man and girl on it. Thank you for thinking of me, Santa. Love, McKenna, 8 years old. Ho, ho, ho. Next up is 7-year-old Ian. This is what I want for Christmas. A phone, a Nintendo, and a PS5. Well, we have a fan of video games here, I see. Ho, ho, ho. And it says on the bottom, thanks for thinking of me, Santa. Love, Ian, age 7. Oh, Merry Christmas. Next up is from Connor, who's 7 years old. I would like an iPhone 17 Pro Max. Well, Connor certainly knows his stuff. Oh, and I would like a baby puppy. Oh, thanks for thinking of me, Connor. Well, I don't know if I could bring a live puppy. That's something to discuss with your family to see if they would like to bring in a new member of the family, but puppies are cute and adorable and fine companion pets, but also a lot of responsibility. Chase is next. He writes in, he's 8 years old. Dear Santa, this is what I would like for Christmas. Oh, and he numbers them. 1, a gel ball gun. 2, gel balls. Well, you have to have the gel balls. 3, burger. 4, hedgehog. 5, Nintendo 3DS. 6, some candy canes, and 7, a spaceship that can hold little Tim Bob. I'll have to check with the elves and see what that's all about. And 8 on the list here for Chase, he says he wants mine coins and says, thank you for thinking of me, Chase, age 8. Well, thank you, Chase, for writing in. The next letter from Mr. Swanson's class comes from 7-year-old Temperance. Hi, Tempe. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Dear Santa, can I please have a kitten and puppy for Christmas? Ho, ho, ho. Maybe some plushies or stuffed animals for you, but you'll have to ask your family if you can add to the family. Ho, ho, ho. How cute, though. Also, can I have a Hatchable and a Labubu? And I love the last item here. Tempe says, and coal. She wants a lump of coal. Just to see what it would be like if you misbehave, huh? Tempe, you don't have to worry about that, dear. Merry Christmas. Amelia, and I love the age here. This is what happens when you get really old, like me. Forget, am I 7 or 8? She put both. Age 7 or 8 for Amelia. Dear Santa, I have been very good this year. I would like for Christmas iPhone 17, Labubu dolls, makeup, and a lamp. Thanks for thinking of me. Love you, Santa. Thank you, Amelia, for writing in. Age 7 or 8. Next up is from Kinsley, who's 7 years old. Dear Santa, this is what I want for Christmas. First, I would like a plushie and a cow plushie. Is that cow or owl? Then maybe we'll look into one of each. Thanks for thinking of me, says Kinsley. Allison is next. Age 7. Dear Santa, I've been pretty good this year. There are some gifts I would like. I would like a Labubu, because I see them all over YouTube. Well, if you see it on YouTube, boy oh boy, gotta have one, right? They are fun, though, and they're cute, but everybody wants them. The next I think I would like is gymnastics bar. Wow, Allison, you do gymnastics? Keep up the hard work and practice, and you'll be fantastic. Even better than you are now, and that's pretty good. Thank you for writing in, Allison. Ramalia, Ronnie. Dear Santa, I have been very good this year. This is what I would like for Christmas. A new puppy from me, and my baby, a bat, Labubu candy canes, and an iPhone 15 Pro, and a Nintendo 3D. I hope you see why I love Christmas so much. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Next is from Ezekiel, who's 8 years old. Dear Santa, I've been very good this year. I would like for Christmas an iPhone 17 Pro Max, a Red Ryder BB gun, and BB gun balls, he says, a glove for bats, a Pittsburgh uniform, football, and he likes football, and he drew a picture of a football. Thanks for thinking of me, Ezekiel. 8 years old. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. Next is from Grayson, who's 8 years old. Dear Santa, I have been very good this year. This is what I would like for Christmas. iPhone 16, so I can do homework. Well, that's good that you're thinking of doing your homework, and we'll see about that. We'll have to talk to the family and see if you're ready for that phone. 8 years old, do you think you're ready? Avery is 7 years old. Dear Santa, I would like for Christmas a kettle dog, a pony, hedgehog, and two horses. That's going to be a full house. And a het vest and basket maker. Thank you. Love, Avery. Bailey is 7 years old. Dear Santa, I've been very good this year. What I would like for Christmas is coal. Another one that wants coal. Kitten and a fofo squishy. I want a squishmallow. Thank you for thinking of me, Bailey. And our last letter today from the second grader is from Mr. Swanson's class. This is Brennan, age 7 or 8. Another one that can't quite pinpoint what age they are. Brennan says, Dear Santa, I've been very good, and I would like V-Bucks and a PC and more V-Bucks and even more V-Bucks and way more V-Bucks. I think we know where this letter is going. It continues down the lines here. He wants V-Bucks. Oh, Brennan, very Merry Christmas to you. And that wraps up our letters. One more show to go. Tomorrow we'll have some more letters from School Street Elementary. So thanks to Toji's Substation for hosting our Magic Mailbox this year. And we will have some more letters tomorrow. But a story next, right here on B107.5.
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji Substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, Jingles, the Littlest Elf. Now, Jingles was so small that he could barely reach the workbench, even standing on his tiptoes. All the bigger elves were busy making wonderful toys. They built rocking horses and painted dollhouses and assembled train sets that went clickety-clack. Poor little Jingles felt sad because he thought he was too small to help. He tried to hammer a nail, bonk, 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 but the hammer was too heavy. He tried to paint a toy boat, but he knocked over the paint can. I'll never be a good helper, Jingles sighed. I was walking through the workshop when I heard him. I sat down on a tiny stool, and I said, Jingles, my boy, sometimes the smallest elves can do the biggest jobs. Really, Santa? He asked, his eyes growing wide. Really? Come with me. I took him to a special room where we keep all the tiniest toys. The miniature tea sets, the little toy soldiers, the itty-bitty books for dollhouses. These toys need someone with small, careful fingers, someone exactly your size. Jingles gasped. He picked up a tiny paintbrush and started painting the smallest details on the toys. A smile here, a button there, stripes on a teeny tiny candy cane. By the end of the day, Jingles had finished more toys than anyone else. All the other elves clapped and cheered. "Santa was right," Jingles said proudly. "Being small makes me special." And that's the truth, boys and girls. Whether you're big or small, tall or short, you have something special that makes you exactly right for something important. Ho, ho, ho! That's today's story, boys and girls. This is Santa signing off. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho!
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji Substation.
Toji Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
So long.